This is Monday evening, July the 8th. This is a special meeting of the Finance Committee before our council meetings this evening. There's one item on the agenda. It is 236-19, or honor the mayor requesting authorization to appropriate and expend $50,000 from cable CATV capital receipts for the purpose of upgrading the city council chamber with a high-quality video distribution system. Present at the start of the meeting are Councilors Cody, Laffin, Grossman, Noel, and Gentile, and we're also joined by Councilor Albright. So, who is presenting? You, Joe? Councilor Albright, who's, no, it came from Programs and Services, didn't it?
It did.
All right. Anyway.
Yeah, I just started that now.
Come on, the two of you come on. And just give us a, I mean, we did get some information in the packet. We're joined by Councilor Ciccone. But why don't you summarize exactly what you're planning on doing, and then we'll just see if there's questions.
Okay, we've been looking at solutions for the chambers with audiovisual for over 3 years. I think we've pretty much looked at every possible type of solution. What we really came down to is we brought in a consultant who we were going to charge with emulating what they did at the Emergency Operations Center at Fire Headquarters with the multiple screens that all appear as one. And we did a demo of that. We thought it was great, but what we realized was that the size of the room really didn't lend itself to that type of a solution. And the consultant at Red Thread said the best way to go is more like a movie theater with a high definition projector at the rear of the room in the balcony, broadcasting to a large screen that would automatically descend from the front of the room, just in front of the column, behind the president's podium. After measuring the room, we did the math to calculate the size of screen required to be able to have everybody from the front row to the back be able to see any type of a presentation, and came up with the dimensions of 16 feet wide, 9 feet tall. So we started talking to several companies about emulating his recommendation, and they all pretty much came up with the same types of solutions, and none of them felt that not going with that matrix of flat screen monitors made any sense. So we've really been pursuing that, and I've been really, the original consultant that we spoke with, we've just hit him up with all the questions and expectations from maintaining the historical air of the room to working for the different types of challenges that could come up, whether it was somebody presenting from the lectern in the audience area to somebody presenting from the podium to just Mr. Olson having the slides up at the clerk's desk. We have come up with some possible solutions for all the council to have iPads for some of the call, on-call?
Second calls.
So that instead of bringing down that big screen, you would just have secondhand iPads that were given by the school department that would easily do a join me session, and you could be able to monitor things off of the city's website that David Olson made available.
Okay. Susan, you want to add anything?
No, I think Joe did a good job. We really studied it, and, you know, Councilor Baker was a member of the team, and the architecture was, maintaining the integrity of the architecture was important to him, and he's comfortable with this solution.
Councilor Cody?
Just one quick question at the end. You talked about the iPads and such like that. So if we have this big screen, what would be the need for the iPad?
Councilor Baker felt that during events such as Second Call, where you're just displaying a couple of numbers up on the screen for long periods of time, that wouldn't it be easier just to have an iPad for those consoles as they wanted to see what was going on instead of, lowering the giant screen?
Oh, so it's about like lowering and raising it.
Right. Okay. It's all automatic. When you power up the projector to display your video, the screen comes down automatically. When you shut the projector down, the screen retracts.
So when we post the items for Second Call, the public will no longer be able to see that unless they sign into the joining?
unless they sign to join me, that would be correct.
Hmm.
We bought a, David Olson bought a, I believe it's 150 licenses for the join me, so that we would have enough seats for everybody. It's a free app, you can run it off of anything.
Sure.
Did you guys consider keeping the corner screen and the big screen?
We did consider it, but we decided that it doesn't make sense to have two screens. And I think that this issue of Councilor Baker may not like what I'm about to say, but I don't see any reason why we can't have the big screen come down, even if it's just for second call items.
Right.
I mean, it's going to be a tasteful screen. And if it helps with the audience being able to see the numbers, as you're pointing out that they won't.
It might be kind of distracting.
The numbers? The screen?
Well, it's going to be behind the president, right?
Above. Behind but above. It will be above the head of the president.
And I guess we can make that call and we'll see.
Yeah, I think so.
The bottom of the screen will still be higher than the very top of the spire on the flags that are on either side of the podium.
And so it goes up into the ceiling when it's not in use?
A tasteful box that houses the small motor and the rolled up screen, but it won't be inside the ceiling. It'll be attached on the outside. And
it's a picture in
your
thing.
Thanks. I had Council Lappin and then Council Baker.
The second call issue did come up, and we could try it. We could try. And maybe instead of just the numbers, we could have what it is if the audience is, we want the audience to know what
details.
It is, because nobody knows what, 102 dash whatever, parens 2 is. So it might, even since we have all that space, if we're going to do second call up there, it might be good to have that and a little brief description that you can read. So that all can be, I think we can work that out. But I think the iPads we looked at years ago, and I think it's would be great for some people bring their computers, not everybody, and it would be really good if we're talking about an issue and you want to look back at another, meeting or agenda or notes, mm-hmm. on the that you could do that. So and years ago they were expensive, but now they're secondhand from the school department, so they're reasonable.
So
they'll be available. Not everybody has to.
Keep saying we. Are you already planning on coming back?
I am invested in this until December 31st.
Wow.
One of the concerns I expressed earlier was the visual quality, because this is an historic site, and we're really just the stewards of it at the moment. Mr. Morris has assured me that he will consult with experienced architects and designers to make sure the case blends in and doesn't look like it's been tacked on and really modern.
And Josh Morse has been involved all along this process. He's been in a lot of the consults, and so he's aware. There wouldn't be any surprises to Josh.
Okay. Are there any other questions? No? Seeing none, is there a motion? Motion to approve? Okay, so there's a motion to approve 236-19. All those in favor? 6-0. All right, thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
So we are done.
We're going to sell.